New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back to Vanderpodcalypse Now. This is Season 11, Episode 18, Reunion Part 3. We've gotten to the end of the line, people. We're here. We've made it. We did it together. I want to apologize, too. We usually get our episodes out earlier, had some family stuff. But, you know, Vanderpump calls.
Yeah.
The answer. So here we are.
We made it to the end of the line. Mm. We're battered, bruised. Mm. We're
War
a mess.
Torn.
We are a mess. We've been in it together.
Oh, God, for the bad and the worse, you know?
It's not like the good and the bad.
Dark.
It's the bad and then the worst
bad.
Yeah,
I mean, listen, we've gotten some Joe. We've gotten some tears. We've gotten some liars. We've gotten some Vanderpump mumblings. We've gotten a lot of stuff.
We have a lot. It's been a lot. I think it's good that we've given it a little bit of time to digest some of that. And also the conversations
breathe
out there. And yeah. I think there's just there's a kind of a lot to discuss because what is the future of
Everyone's
Vanderpump?
Got their fucking opinion about it.
Including us.
Including us.
Yeah. We're part of the problem.
We absolutely are. And we're going to get to it. But first, I want to talk a little bit about, we've got some Vanderpump news, which is another reason why I think it's good that we did this a little bit later because this wouldn't have come out. So first thing is a headline. Jax's Studio City is investigated by health department after guests saw Jax changing crews on the bar. Which is fucking disgusting.
That's his kid.
He changed his own kid on the bar of his restaurant.
I thought it was at first changing crews, like you're switching over from like the night crew to the day crew.
No.
You know.
No, he's not cruising through different employees. Yeah. He's literally taking a diaper off of his soiled baby, putting it on the bar of his restaurant.
And he did that. Was he snitched by somebody? Like, it was during the, like, course of business, or was this like an employee that was like low key about it?
Ooh, you know, I'm not sure. I just read the headline.
Because read the headline and then have a meltdown without reading.
That's what I do.
Context.
That's what we all do. Yeah. Okay, I'm reading a little bit more. That's not the only thing. There's been multiple complaints made by customers to the Department of Public
Health.
Okay,
so it's
all eyes on this place, as they should be, honestly.
Yeah.
After the Lisa Vanderpump, like, diarrhea vomit situation that was, you know, widely circulated on Yelp back in, what was it, like 2013, 2016, something like that. We know these restaurants are not the beacons of health. We know that. I've been to Jax's now a bunch of times. You're not there because it's super clean and the food is really good. You're there to spend money because you want to troll around the restaurant and see what's happening. That being said, I think it is fucking vile. It's disgusting.
If he did that in like another employee or just somebody called, but if he did it like during business hours, that's insane.
Well, also, like, that's what we see. That's what someone called in.
Yeah.
You know, when the restaurant's closed, all shit is breaking. Like, you know, fucking what the fuck's happening?
Do you think he's ever like done it on a kitchen?
I mean, this place is covered in Jax's kids' feces and his sperm. It is. And that's why you go there too. You know? You just don't bring a black light and bring a mild to low appetite and just get a beer.
Yeah.
Like, don't do too much.
What you've told me will not stop me from eating nachos there.
No.
You know what I mean? Like, not even a little bit.
Listen, the beer cheese has been tested many times. The beer cheese is clear to go. Okay. Calorie free, clear.
Yeah. Meemaws.
Uninfested by any kind of bacteria. Think about Squirrel, the jam thing.
Yeah.
So there's this restaurant here. It was like this kind of bougie, famous jam place in Silver Lake. And someone found like a bucket of the jam and there was like mold and said that they would like scrape the mold off the top of the thing. This is the beer cheese situation here. This is where we're at. The beer cheese is good though. So we keep eating it.
So Jax is in the crosshairs.
Jax is and Jax is also kind of dating this new woman. You know, I forgot her name is Paige Woolsey.
Oh, Paige,
she's Paige. She is best known for having gigantic jugs like that hurt her back. Like her bill for her chiropractor is, I think the Daily Mail was like, it's like $500 something. And she's like, I have these giant tits and I... And everyone looks at them. It's like, yeah, they're like size H's. She's like, I have to get a special bra to wear if I'm even wearing a bra. And I was like, get her on the show. Get her on the show.
I mean,
get her on the Valley.
That's what needs to happen.
We need this new blood. We need this giant jugged OnlyFans woman, Paige Woolery.
Do you think Jax and Paige ever did it in the kitchen, like on the burners?
If I did it,
yeah. Thanks for the OJ reference.
You are very welcome.
Topical.
You are very welcome. Anyway, that's disgusting news. And then I have some other news I want to talk about too, which is Valley news. So we talked a lot, and maybe not even on this podcast, but like on with friends, like. Rumors of maybe Lala or Sheena moving from Vanderpump Rules to the Valley. This just in to me. They are sticking with the same cast. There's going to be no Sheena and no Lala. So don't fucking get it twisted.
Apparently they don't need them.
They don't need them.
And that's...
They don't. Valley doesn't
something need... you might not have said for the Valley episode Mm-mm. one, right?
No.
You might have been like, oh, you need this. And that's an... really must be an interesting thing because you know Lala and Sheena. I mean, I'm sure, you know, when you're thinking strategy, like, what am I going to do? Like anyone else in the entertainment industry or any mm-hmm. industry, like, where's my pivot if I need mm-hmm. to pivot? You nah, know,
they
one
wish
of the
they could pivot. They fucking wish they could after this shit.
That's crazy.
Well, the Valley's like, no, thank you.
That's crazy. Like, because you know, like, you know, those these backdoor, like, pilot, you know, the thing that they kind of like
no,
force
that's what
you
they
into.
Thought, which yeah. was what they did with the Valley, yeah. with Vanderpump Rules.
Because it didn't really work for Jack and Brittany on the farm, right?
No, I mean, that was very bad from what I actually didn't even watch that. So
that's how bad it was. Exactly. You'll watch any. You'll pay any garbage for your eyes.
I didn't watch it. Yeah. I didn't have the time to watch it. I mean, staggering.
You'll watch F Boy Island.
Twice over. I will rewatch Rock of Love Tour Bus willingly. I mean, that's
saying something.
I love it. I mean, The Valley is so good. I fucking love it. I'm so happy it's renewed. I'm kind of pissed it had no reunion this year, but maybe next year. But that's big news because, again, they with Lala and Sheena, as we know from this reunion, like not in the best graces of the public and the rest of the cast. So they thought they were going to fucking run on over the Valley because they fucking bought houses in the Valley. I don't think so. We got Jax. You think we need Lala? We got Jax. We got fucking Brittany still. We got Jesse, who is unsung hero, I would say.
I'm not going to say new tits, but that's... not for me to say.
That's not
for you to say. It is for you. You could say
it. You mean Paige Woolen?
Yeah.
Maybe. I hope so.
Well, I'm sure is a very nice person.
She's probably a wonderful person.
I will do a deep dive.
Yeah, you will? You'll
for
do
research.
Research? Yeah.
It's just research.
Good. Yes, that's excellent.
You don't want to be a phony over here,
no.
do you?
No, you're going to boots to the ground. You're going to make sure you know who this woman is. Yeah, it's good. Keep it real.
Liz, you want
it
to real?
Keep it authentic. Are you pulling up a picture of her right now?
Yeah. Yeah, but why would I look up Paige Woolen and Jax is the first thing that pops up as like a search thing, but okay. Oh, I mean, she seems nice.
She seems nice?
Yeah.
Wait.
Seems like a nice lady. Oh, let me check out her Instagram.
Yeah, check it out. I also want to say, I think she DM'd, who was the guy from The Social Network and Call Me By Your Name?
Army Hammer. Oh,
okay. So this is something that I heard from like God. I forget even where it's from. Like the fucking toilet that is my brain. But like that she was DMing with Army Hammer at a certain point because they'd both gotten divorced. And so she was like, "Oh, she reached out." She's like, "I just getting divorced. Like if you're getting divorced, apparently they DM'd for a little while."
The one photo of Paige not in like a bikini is a hoodie, but it's an OnlyFans hoodie, which I really like. I really
she
like that.
She looks like AI.
Yeah. She's a hot person.
Her back bills.
Yeah, but you know what? What about her front bills? No one's talking about her front bills.
No, why? No one cares about her front bills.
On her Instagram, which is Paige Uncaged, great name.
Great name.
It's Dudes in the DM is like another, I guess, Instagram.
Oh, that's right. Because I remember seeing this on her Instagram, yeah, where she like traps men who are trying to cheat on their girlfriends. What is her deal? What is her fucking deal?
Do you think
Jax, with those jugs? Remember when he forcibly gave Britney breast augmentation surgery? He's in fucking heaven.
Yeah.
With Paige Uncaged.
So he didn't get trapped in the DM thing.
Who knows? But I love it. I'm very into this.
She seems like a nice lady.
Well, good. Let's get this nice lady on fucking television.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, Joe, speaking of nice ladies on television, she's been going off, which I love. I love every she needs help. She needs help. She should probably be back with her parents in Kohler, Wisconsin. But she does really interest me as a character that I really want to be on Vanderpump Rules.
Yeah, but how does she stick around there? Like, what is her purpose if she's not connected to...
We get Raquel back, because they're buds. They're chummy.
Getting Rachel, Raquel, I don't know, getting her back is like, yeah, you have to have it. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And maybe that's the leverage. Maybe like, oh.
You have a friend now. You got Joe. So Raquel comes back. They're like, hey, I know you and Joe are close. We've got you and Joe back here. Mm-hmm. Joe and Schwartz are now feuding, right?
Yeah.
I guess Lala's still friends with Joe, kind of. It's like...
Ugh. Another hot dog sesh.
Oh, God. Kill me. You know, like, we can get some good conflict. I feel like... And again, I want to go into it when we get into the weeds on this, but people are talking about how this is, like, the last season, very sad. And I was like, absolutely not.
No.
We've opened up so many doors. I'm not saying it was, like, a fucking great season, but we've opened up a lot of doors here. We should go through those doors.
It did not go the way I thought it was going to go.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I thought they're going to... I didn't realize that Lala was going to narrate the whole season.
Oh, God.
And like, be the narrator of this.
But she looks horrible. Like, she looks really bad. And I never liked Lala, but I was like, girl...
Her optics.
Oh,
her looks.
Oh, I mean, her takes... I mean, she's a hypocrite. Like,
I think it meant, like, her physical... Like, she's like, she looks awful.
Oh, no, I think she looks great. Fine.
Yeah.
I mean, like, I really mostly comment on the fashion, which we already did, yeah, so we don't have to do that again. Yeah. Obviously, everyone here is very attractive. That's part of the thing.
Yeah.
But, like, she... Oh, God, Lala. And it Sheena, too. Obviously, look, like, fuck.
Does Lala... Like, does she have something on Sheena? Like, does she have... Because I feel like she's just like is extorting her or something. Because it's like, why is Sheena?
This is what, and now like Lala and Sheena are on this kind of, I don't know about Lala, but Sheena certainly is on this kind of apology tour of like, the producers made me do this thing. And I get it. They, as we've said this whole season, they are fucking in the pockets of producers. And the producers were like, you got to have them talk. And Sheena says this on her own podcast. Have them talk. Have Ariana talk. Like, call them out. Wow. Ariana, she's getting a lot of stuff. Plus them being jealous. It's like, yeah, it's the recipe for them being fucking people we see.
If whatever it was worked, though,
mm-hmm,
would Sheena be apologizing? She's apologizing because whatever they planned to do didn't. Because if it, for some reason, like, I don't know, mm-hmm, catapulted something that she wanted, she wouldn't apologize for it because she would have.
But it kind of did. I mean, like, I've never listened to Shenanigans.
Yeah.
You know, like, she did benefit from all this in a lot of ways. She's Sheena. Mm. And she hitched her cart to the wrong horse. And, like, she used to be fucking Ariana's best friend. And now look at her. You know, it's like, it's not a good look. And you should have known that instead of playing into this shit, that you were going to look like a fucking asshole. But she didn't know. She's Sheena. All right, let's get into it. Yeah. Because I have a lot of thoughts. And I think it was also like really like dark and like sad in a lot of ways. So they call this reunion at hour three, like reunion hour three. They start, like, I don't know why when they started like articulating it, where it was like reunion hour one, reunion hour two.
Very military.
Hour three.
Zero dark.
Buckle 30. Up. Exactly. Like, I don't know why, but I'm like, all right, here, I guess I will sit here for another hour, barely 42 minutes. Ariana, and again, I don't have a lot of notes from the beginning before they rewatched the last 5 minutes, but Ariana is like trying to get through this. She talks, and she talks so eloquently, it's hard to even comment on it because she's so reasonable throughout all of it. Like, she really, she's like very level-headed. She's very reasonable. You see emotion when she like gets emotional, but really she's like, she said she was pushed to be further along than was ready for her after a couple months.
And that's a very human mm-hmm. thing to say that other humans are going to relate to and be like, mm-hmm. oh yeah, I've been wronged by somebody.
Yeah.
Or I felt like I've been wronged by somebody. So I can immediately relate. And I imagine if somebody's like, hey, that person just did this to you. Well, you better cozy up really quick is not a reasonable thing to do. And like, oh yeah, that's what they're asking this human being to do. Mm-hmm. Yeah. She played it like she didn't say much. Like the thing is, she didn't say much, but everything she had to say had value. And it wasn't just a lot of talking or loud talking. Mm-hmm. And it was great. Because she could have gotten away with, and nobody would have given her a hard time. She could have been, as my wife Michelle says, activated.
Yeah.
She could have been like more activated, and no one would like, you know, say anything negative about doing that. But her, like the PR in her, I don't know what it was.
Well, yeah.
The human PR, like in the civil.
She knows how to play. Talk about someone who knows how to be. It's like she both knows how to be and how to not be. At the same time.
And she has all the power.
Why the fuck would she need to get activated to her, a like blubbering Tom Sandoval who looks like a fuck? She doesn't have to do anything. She just has to nod and cry and eloquently say a sentence or two defending herself. It's like, and she does exactly that. And she comes off fucking amazing. And it's like, y'all around her are like looking worse and worse because she's playing this so good.
And you know that she's, I this is like kind of an overarching thing. You know how Lisa Vanderpump has always been kind of like, it's like Lisa Vanderpump is mm-hmm. the boss.
Yeah.
And I know like on a whatever level it's her name and it is, but isn't really Ariana the boss? I feel like the thing is kind of like, she's not going to say it. She is kind of the boss of this show and everyone's mad because they know, not everyone, certain people are mad because you know you're working under her, mm-hmm. you know, like you're just kind of in her, like you're like an accessory to her.
You wanted to be her and she didn't ask for this, and now you're not her and you're mad that you're not hosting Love Island and on Broadway and Dancing with the Stars. Like, fucking just honestly, it'd be real to say that shit. It'd be really real to be like, I'm fucking like, Lala really wanted to make waves. Just say you're fucking jealous of Ariana and you're trying to.
I think people would. I don't think anyone would be, if you were like, listen, I'm gonna be honest, I am jealous. I really could see myself.
I hate the decisions I made.
I don't think people would begrudge her or it would make her look bad, but I think she thinks is like, because if I'm talking tough mm-hmm. and doing a lot of pointing, which has never done, and it's never done anything, it's never affected, no one is scared, no one is like,
certainly
whatever.
Ariana was just like, stop fucking yelling. She's like, who cares? Like, she's not getting to anybody. She's not making her point. She just looks like an asshole idiot. And that's like really all she does. Anyway, they talk about Jackson Brittany and how Sandoval's kind of friends with, they wonder who's friends with Jackson Brittany. They bring this up, I think, because, you know, the Valley and like their breakup, whatever. Tom Sandoval goes, nothing below the waist. Like, it's like, Andy loves it.
Yeah.
Just like, shut the fuck up. But he was pissed. Sandoval says that he was pissed about Jax kind of like selling him out. He says, I give him at least two compliments. And I was like, what kind of maniac really recording that? At least two compliments every time I see him. It's like, so he owes you what? Do you think Jax owes you anything because you said he looked good or like what the fuck ever?
Nice shirt, good haircut today.
And now it's my turn. It's like some fucking insanity.
I'll say that, you know, it's all things considered, Tom Sandoval kind of played this relatively well. I mean, what else is he going to do? Yes, he could have been, there's a million things he could have and should have done. But as far as where he was at, you start there, it's like, he did exactly, because he's kind of still gotten away sort of unscathed in a way, mm-hmm. and he's just still doing his thing, and now he's just become that thing, and where everyone, and even still, like, you really need him. Mm-hmm. You really need him on the show, and you got Lala talking the most, at the most volume.
It's like, honey, we don't need you. It's like,
it doesn't, no, it doesn't work anymore, and you're just like, yeah, but I'm going to be weaponizing my child more. Yeah. Has anyone heard about that?
What about me and my baby and my children? I'm a mother.
Yeah, I'm going to bake a baby.
And again, if you're listening to this, I'm sure you've seen every bit of criticism about her using motherhood as an excuse to act like shit and like be a hypocrite. But it's like, that's not a storyline. I'm sorry. It's
Do you think this show
bad storytelling
will ever have room for an interest in parents and parenting? Because just like Sheena was like last time, she's like, oh, you mean, you know, the unsung hero Summer Moon? And they're all, I don't think it's, and it's nothing against mothers or their children. It's not their, like, it's not meant, this show is just not meant to be. Whereas another, you know, another show might be like, oh yeah, like our kids is part of the demographic. Mm-hmm. I don't think this is necessarily like a huge selling point of the show unless mm-hmm. they're literally all have kids.
Yeah.
They literally all have to have kids and they all have to kind of intersect in that way. But just kind of the two people that are talking about having kids are the ones that are trying the hardest. Is that a coincidence?
Yeah. It's not good enough. This is not why we tune in. And there's that dissonance is something that's like, wow, it really goes to show how removed you are from like why people actually care about you and this. And it's, I'm over it. Like fucking, I'm done. I don't care about your kids. Bless, go forth, have a family, have a whole fucking family, have a whole litter of kids. I don't
give
a fuck.
But it's never going to be a thing that's going to.
Sobriety. Like that too is something where it's like, good on you, like so proud. And I'm genuinely very proud of Lala for being sober, but like we don't want to watch it because it's not interesting to watch. But it's like good, but like again, I don't want to like be like offensive. I think everyone getting sober is like a very powerful, it's incredible. Same thing with, but
weaponizing
it, show.
Yeah,
this
like
is not
kind
for
of
show.
Using it as ammunition mm-hmm. is like not a fun.
No, and same thing with like mental health stuff, very important to talk about, obviously, in our culture, in the zeitgeist. On this show, though, it really, and we've talked about this before, it just falls flat. It's a very hard place to talk about these things.
Well, a lot of people, the way they're coming from, but sometimes the way it's presented, it seems very like, I'm talking about it, not because of how important it is, but I'm talking about it is because I need to have something to say while the cameras are on me. And it really, to me, reads like that. And I think it reads like that. In general, I'm sure there's plenty of people out there is like, you know what? I need a reminder mm-hmm. that my sobriety is very important. I think people, they do need that for whatever, you know, like I have we all have our things. And I think that's really great. But I think they're coming from a place of like, oh, I need to have something to say at this moment. And that takes, and then it's like, no, like not.
It doesn't hit.
It doesn't hit.
It's boring. And it comes off as very sanctimonious. And it just doesn't. It just doesn't fit. You're doing honestly
in the same way people
cause.
Using like, oh, I'm going to get, you know, like I was like, I'm going to drink a lot. And that's going to be in the same way. That's not that. You know, these two things aren't really that.
Yeah.
Now they're in everyone's in their 40s mostly.
I know. I mean, again, I would take drinking over sobriety, honestly, because at least like you do. And, you know, like at least you're like doing something versus not abstaining, you know. Anyway,
it's complicated. Yeah,
it's very complicated. And like again, I think all of these places have a place in our culture for discussion and exploration. But this show is too superficial. Like, I just don't think it does these highly complicated issues service. You know. So Andy talks about how everyone's had such an interesting shared experience and says we're going to get real time reactions from everyone on the last 5 minutes of the finale. Ariana, eye rolls, and Sheena looks very scared, and Katie's literally says she is scared. The clip starts with Tom and Sheena talking after Ariana walks away. Tom talks about Ariana being like lazy, collecting a paycheck. Ariana has a look that says, Ariana's look right now is just like, Tom is pathetic. Then Lala says in the recap of the finale, she's going to break the fourth wall. And Ariana watches Lala say she thinks that she's Beyonce. And again, Sheena.
And God.
Yeah.
In that
good.
Order.
It's very good. And Sheena looks like she's about to like shit her pants. Sheena's like watching all this like. She's petrified.
I think that's at least she's acknowledging the awkwardness and like what a bad, how it looks for her.
Mm-hmm.
So at least there's that.
Yeah.
But Lala, I mean, Lala probably thinks the exact same thing, but also knows like, no, I'm hard, you know, I'm like mm-hmm. this, whatever, I'm the second coming of Tupac or whatever mm-hmm. it is, mm-hmm. which nobody has believed or bought. And yeah. Now we're in 2020, almost 2025.
No, it's not a good look. It's very bad. Tom is kind of grinning during this. Katie is biting her inner lip. Then Tom starts crying. And then Sheena starts crying. And then James starts crying. And then it makes me, then I had this like profound moment of sadness that they like chained Ariana to this chair to make her watch her own shit. And just, she knows what she did and she has no regrets as far as we know about it, but they're like, you're not going to watch it. It's also, there's nothing in their contracts that say that. I hate when people are like, well, they didn't watch.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This season, I was like, it's not in my contract when I make a show to watch every fucking episode of that show. I'm sorry. Like, I don't care. And honestly, if you're going through something so traumatic, yeah, I totally don't begrudge anyone not watching the shitty show.
Especially
that
when you're, you know,
years.
Your social media and the, you know, the Page Six and whatever are always kind of commenting on things. But in that same way,
I don't begrudge the show for being like, we really need her to watch this. Let's have her watch it. I was like, all right.
Yeah.
But it didn't change anything. You know, it brought up these things and really, like, I mean, really, it's like the fucking stuff between Sheena and Lala and Katie. And Ariana. Like, it's that stuff more than it is like the Tom stuff. Because again, Tom is crying. There's a silence after this clip. Ariana responds to it. This is the first one Andy goes to. She says, a lot of what was said was really hurtful. Tom starts crying again and says that she knows him. And they kind of talk, you know, they get the producers get what they wanted eventually, but it's not, but like it would be if we got it in the finale, it's not that satisfying. So like, I don't know, again, with Lala being like, that would have been the end. It's like, this is them talking in the finale would have just been as much of like a fail as it was in this moment where Ariana's like, you didn't get what you wanted and you acted like that. You proved me right. I just want you away from me. I just want you gone. She said she doesn't want to be in a
position. But why, though? But why, right? Are we ever going to find that out?
Yeah, we'll never know. It's a big secret. She doesn't want to be in a position of being forced to talk to anyone. And Tom says, that's our job. And it's like, yeah, I guess it's our job. But again, we don't have to talk about Rand for 2 years. Like, there's a lot of things that are our job. Ariana says that she says this thing about how they were sitting together in the same space in their house. After this happened, I believe, and they didn't talk at all. They didn't talk. They were in the same space. Further illustrating her point that this is all for cameras. This is not really for anyone but him. She says, you know, he wanted his crying in Miami moment with Kristen, with her, you know, and if you don't remember, there's a moment where Kristen and Tom are broken up. Tom's with Ariana and they're in Miami and they have this like outside talk and they're both like sobbing about each other maybe being the one and all this shit, and it's like, it's a redemptive thing and it makes Tom look really good and it makes Kristen look pretty good too, honestly.
You know when you leave a tip like in a tip jar, mm-hmm. and but no one sees you leave the tip and you're like, oh man, I'd left this tip but they didn't see me leave it, so I'm not getting credit for it.
That's literally all of Tom.
Yes, that's what he like. He's almost kind of like, oh well, I'm not going to leave the tip unless mm-hmm. everyone's looking at me leave the tip. Mm-hmm. So you're not going to get the money that mm-hmm. you deserve if people aren't to see me to get credit for it.
Yeah, and it's all fucking tit for tat. He wants something from every interaction.
Because it'd be better if he actually did what she said. Like, hey, listen, you could have left me a note.
Yeah.
Whatever. It would have been like, she probably would have brought it up. It's like, hey, you know, listen, to his credit, maybe, I don't know. Mm-hmm. He did this. And then, or he can be like, well, you never apologized. He's like, yes, I did. I left you that note because I know there was any way. It still would. Do you understand that still works for you? You can put that in your pocket later. But I think the thing is, you're so programmed to be like, is there a camera crew in front of me? If there's not, I'm a different human.
Yeah, absolutely. They aren't going to rehash their relationship. She doesn't want to, but Tom really like forces his sorry upon her. He wants to say sorry. And it honestly, what he says sounds pretty good considering what we've gotten before in the past, but he's had a lot of time to rehearse this too. He's had a lot of time to choose his words wisely. It's, you know, it's all right, but it's like, dude, like too little too late. She doesn't want it, you know? And it's like, he's like, I wish you the best.
It's so patronizing. It's when people do that, they're like, oh, yeah. When I wish you, it's just like, oh, how big of you. Mm-hmm. As opposed to what? I hope you don't fall in a manhole.
Yeah. I wish you the worst.
Yeah.
You know?
I would honestly appreciate
be
that.
Real.
Yeah.
You know?
Katie would say that.
Yeah. Katie would. She's a choke.
That, like, I mean, what a.
She's like, oh, she was talking about Sandoval.
Yeah.
After this, she's like,
go choke.
I don't care. Go. She's like, I don't care. Choke.
And that's like a pretty real. Mm-hmm. That's true tough talk.
Yeah.
Not Lala speaking loudly.
Yeah.
And wagging
your little finger in everyone's face. I also wanted to add that Ariana adds that they brought Raquel in, and she didn't deserve this. And then Raquel talks about it. She's like crying when she says this. She's like, Raquel talks about me all the time.
Yeah.
You know. Even though she was the one who did it's like everyone's capitalizing on her misery. And that's kind of in the context of Tom not coming to her when cameras weren't around. Yeah, Tom wishes her the best. He does not stop talking. I just wrote, shut the fuck up. God, I hate him. He, in the end, got what he wanted. Ariana says that Lala hurt her feelings. And Schwartz pipes in finally, and he's like, actually, Ariana walking away was earned. He's like, all right, it was earned. She got to walk away. It's like, nobody asked you, dude. Nobody cares what you think is earned or not.
Yeah.
Like,
but at least he's mostly shutting up.
Yeah, that's true. Ariana says the show thrives on reality, and we were being real. And it's like, great. Well, there's Lala's argument gone to shit, you know, this authenticity. Then Sheena pipes in. And Sheena has just become this Lala apologist. She says she understands Lala's frustration, but Lala herself talks about her situation with Rand and how she had this double standard about a significant other being shoved down their throats. Honestly, I'm not following her argument.
Yeah.
It comes to like Lala's unhappy with her treatment versus Ariana's treatment. And she's unhappy that she's really just not Ariana. She says she's sorry that she hurts her, but like...
Yeah.
She stands by what she says.
She didn't benefit from her kind of like relationship scandal the way Ariana did. But that the thing is, like, you understand, like, Ariana is a different person than you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if it was, I mean, I feel like even if it was Lala and Tom Sandoval, it wouldn't hit as hard.
No.
Because Ariana kind of represented somebody who was a little more low key.
Yeah. And that's part of the reason they fucking hate her. Like, they're so jealous. It's because she was an ancillary character on the show. She really didn't bring a lot of, like, great TV. She was not super embroiled in a lot of the things that, like, we really felt compelled to watch. And here she is, the fucking centerpiece of this whole show.
And is the world made that happen. Mm-hmm. Is the whole world wrong or is Lala wrong?
Yeah.
Which is it? You know what I mean? I'm going to have to, you know, let's...
Yeah.
Occam's razor.
Exactly. Ariana's crying. She says, I don't think I'm Beyonce. I don't think I'm God. She said she sobs on her own on a regular basis. And then she said, me walking away was much more interesting than me having that conversation. Sorry that, you know, that gives you... She's like, in filming terms. She's like, okay, the language of filming this show, she kind of switches gears and she's like, this is more interesting if we're talking about producing the show than it would have been had we talked. So Lala, there's your paycheck.
That was a...
I was like,
I mean, that's a mic drop moment. That's why I say, like, I did you a favor as your boss, sort of. It was probably one of the most stinging things because it was just like, I threw you a bone.
Yeah.
Anything you like get another podcast listen or you sell another shirt or whatever she does. Really, wow, she makes her money from Vanderpump Rules. You can talk about her, your business outside of that. That's got to
what business?
That's got to be 15%.
Yeah.
And I'm being generous with that. So she's like, I did you a little favor. My existence doing that, you should be thanking me.
Mm-hmm.
You got your little thing.
Yeah. There you go. Which I don't disagree with her. I think her walking away was much. I mean, look at what we. Okay. You think that's wrong? Look at what we just got with Tom and Ariana. Is that really interesting? Is that really
him
interesting?
Him crying, her going,
her
I don't
whatever. I don't care. I want you away from me.
Yeah.
That's interesting to you? Like, I hate the people who are so angry that she walked away. I was like, she wasn't going to do anything else. You wasn't going to be interesting. Had you gotten what you wanted? So, like, fucking, how about. Let's talk about the other cast members.
The show, you know, and the thing is, the reality is the show isn't interesting enough to make that part interesting. The way things have unfolded, unfortunately, at this point, there's just like not. there's nothing really there.
No.
So this was, yeah, it was a really great move for her.
I agreed. And Lala says, had I not spoke my mind, it would have ended with you walking out the door. And I was like, so? So you were an asshole? I mean, it doesn't matter. Yeah. You're an asshole. You've been an asshole. You maybe are like, you guys should all be thanking me because I said this other thing that brought a little bit of drama. But it kind of came back to haunt you tenfold now. So are you really happy with that? Is that the authentic reaction that you had that you're going to have?
If you do like a live, when I see like a live, I mean, she went on tour, remember that one time a while ago.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe it was her and Rand. I don't know what it was. I remember like they could not fill, and I would compare it to like a Stassi tour.
Yeah.
And she like, they could not fill seats. And it's like, girl, I mean, people are talking about you, but like, you're not going to get credit cards to be buying your stuff.
Yeah.
And I think that is what you probably want. Or, you know, you're not going to be hosting Love Island.
No, you're not. I'm sorry.
Or even F-Boy Island. Yeah, I said it.
Or even...
MILF Manor.
MILF, yeah. Really. Stormy Daniels has whatever daddy manner, too. Yeah. Like, you're... Honey, you're not... Come on. Let's see. Lala... And walk on the door... Andy goes on to say that Tom and Ariana were not honest about their relationship until the affair broke, and kind of showed this clip. It's kind of interesting, actually, scene from season 10 about how Katie says Tom and Ariana intend to present themselves as one way on the show. And of course, Lala's pissed about this flash. Lala in this flashback is kind of like pissed. They're like, oh, she's like, they should talk about their real relationship. And it's like, yeah. So I thought it was interesting that in this pretty boring season 10 before Scandoval.
Oh yeah.
That they kind of break the fourth wall where Katie's like, Ariana's not going to talk about her relationship. Tom's not going to talk about it. They're trying to like be a united front, you know? And Lala's like, well, fuck. It's like a mini version of what's happening right now, really. But yeah, I found it interesting that again, that fourth wall was broken. And I think it's interesting that, you know, they were kind of right. I mean, there was a lot going on. And
like most relationships.
Should we have seen more of it? Perhaps. But again, Lala's not the person to be like the dissenter in this. Yeah. You know, really, Katie has a little bit more like weight in that because we see a lot of Katie and Schwartz's relationship. So Katie being like, yeah, I'd love for you guys to show more of your shit. Look at my relationship. You know, that would have been warranted. But Lala being like, she should show her fucking shit off. She should tell us everything about the relationship. It's like, Lala, from someone who literally we couldn't even say his name for 2 years.
Yeah, NDA signed. That's it's weird that she keeps pushing that, but she wouldn't allow it. Probably because it's like, well, that didn't benefit me. This would benefit me.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And so Katie and Lala fight about this because Katie is on Ariana's side, even though Lala's like, no, you weren't. You said this other thing. Ariana says that her and Tom were in couples therapy. And then Andy asks Sheena if the way that Ariana and Tom were portrayed on the show is how they are on the show. And Sheena, diplomatic answer.
She gave a pretty diplomatic answer.
She was like, it's good and bad. You know, like good and bad. Like any relationship. It's kind of a boring answer, but it feels real. Yeah, like no shit. It's like a 10-year relationship. And then Andy says, and was it Sandoval that went to your things and not Ariana? And Sheena says, no, that both of them participated and supported her. And this pisses Lala off. She gets up. I have "Bye, Lala" written, and then Lisa goes "Lala."
Yeah, the thing is, you know, they used to do that a lot, and they stopped doing that. And I think
James is classic.
I think you get that, and then they stopped it because people are like, now we're too old, and so she's like, oh, I can pull this switch.
I can go, but so she walks, and I have walking away, stopping.
Yeah,
coming back. Yeah.
Like, it's like, if I walk out that door, I'm never coming back. And they're, you know, nobody says anything. And it's just
she's like, okay.
Okay, well, I warned you. Mm-hmm. And then she's back. She wasn't going anywhere.
Mm-hmm. No. She's like, everyone wants to live their real life. I want to live my real life.
Oh, she wanted producers to run over.
Yeah.
She wanted to be a whole thing. And people just kind of sat there like, I don't know.
Yeah, they're like,
okay. Put Tori in the chair.
Yeah, exactly. Where's Tori? Let's get Joe back here. I miss Joe. And then... her and Katie fight. Katie says, you want to do some gotcha fucking shit? Like, because Lala's really digging into her. Tom says, going by Ariana's rules, nobody would have filmed with me. And Ariana says, I didn't give anyone any rules. Yeah. And it's like, yeah, I mean, you didn't want people to hang out with your ex.
Yeah.
That's, but like.
But it's always when they were asking it.
Yeah, exactly. When they were coming to her for permission.
hey, can we see? Oh, I know we don't want it. And then what do you know? You're just like kind of baiting her, mm-hmm. and you're kind of like, yeah.
What do you think she's going to say? Yeah. No, go for it. Like, yeah. Be best friends? I don't think so. Then Andy actually, I thought, had an interesting thing where he likens this Ariana to Lisa. Lisa did not come back to Beverly Hills. I forget what season that was, but she also didn't come to the reunion. And he asked her, he's like, is this kind of a similar thing? You left Beverly Hills. And Lisa says, I was done. Ariana has shown up. She admits it. She admit it. And she says, sometimes it's okay to walk away. And Lisa gets heated about it. I was like, all right, thank you for once, for fucking once, siding with the woman and not being so protective over the fucking Toms. Like, good for you. Because, of course, Andy's likening it to her situation where she wanted to walk away from Beverly Hills. She didn't want to have anything to do with any of these women. She was shit-talking them in the fucking press. She was, like, leaving fucking PR plants for them. Yeah, of course she's going to, you know, she's kind of backed into a corner and she's going to say her piece and back up Ariana because it benefits her.
And but you know that likening Ariana to Lisa Vanderpump really made Lala mad. That's what you're saying almost, yeah, in a way.
Absolutely.
You have the same sway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's amazing. Gotcha. That's some gotcha shit. Choke. Before they break, Andy asks if anyone wanted to say something, and Sheena asks Ariana if she understands Lala's frustration. I was like, sit down, Sheena. Why is this your business?
Yeah. Asking, has anyone thought about how this has all made her feel?
Yeah. This fucking hypocrite. And Ariana diplomatically says, I understand this frustration. I just don't understand the insults. It's like,
perfect thing to say. Damn. But in reality, the real answer is, I don't get your frustration. I don't know why you care. You're just leeching off of,
yeah,
me.
You're a fucking fake and phony, just like Lala, is, yeah, what you should have said.
But again, walking away head held high, mm-hmm. and everyone still wanting to get a piece of,
and
like,
if you,
her universe.
And watching this, I'm like, okay, I get, because I love Sheena. I do not like Lala. But if you walk away from this, and I get you not liking Ariana and Katie. There's many reasons to not like or like these people. But in this moment, I was just like, if you like Lala and Ariana, if you like Lala and Sheena right now, yeah, something's wrong with you. And if you don't like Ariana and Katie right now, like, something's wrong with you.
In this,
again, there's many reasons to like and dislike all these characters, multitude of reasons. But in this moment, I'm like, God, this is,
it doesn't
so
look
clear.
Good. It just doesn't, yeah, even if it doesn't look, it just, even if it doesn't look good for Ariana and Katie, you can't say it looks good, mm-hmm. for Lala and Sheena.
Yeah, no, it does not. They kind of walk off. They break at this point, and everyone kind of walks off. But Katie and Ariana stay. Ariana's crying, and Katie hugs her, and they get their, like, little hair kind of like their.
I mean,
clips,
that's perfect. The universe. You know, the universe is saying, is like, I want you guys to look good.
Yeah, look good. And then, but then it's crazy when that happens. Sheena walks straight over to Lala. She doesn't even acknowledge Ariana and Katie, and she's like trying to comfort Lala. I was like, girl. Cameras are still running. You can do whatever you want when cameras are off, but, like, God, you're digging a hole, and it does not look good. Where do they all go from there is what Andy asks. And Ariana says it's different with everybody, different relationships with different people. Then he asks Tom. Tom doesn't know either, but he appreciates everyone who gave me a chance. Like, made you feel human, all this, like, stuff where it's like, don't pretend like everyone's making you feel like fucking nothing. You did a horrible thing. You keep digging your heels in. What, like, this is a very reasonable reaction to what you've done. I'm so fucking sick of it. Andy asks Lala, do you think your honesty has put your friendship with Ariana and Katie in the ER? And she says, yeah, and I'm okay with that. It's like, you better be, because you're gonna get a lot of hate. This.
Yeah, this isn't. You think by doubling down, tripling down, mm-mm. people are gonna be like, "Oh, you know what though? She's stuck to her guns." It's like, no, you had like a pretty bad take, and you're like, "Yeah, it's very bad.
It's bad. It looks very bad." Sheena feels like she had the most challenging summer she ever had. I was like, "Shut the fuck up!" But she wants to acknowledge that Lala was her rock. And I wrote,
I can't
Jesus,
keep track
Sheena.
Of who's rock.
Yeah, everyone's
rock. I mean,
everyone's
great, like,
rocking. Yeah. This person's rock. She says, Ariana was my person, but there's been so much distance. And she says, and she just acknowledges, she's like, maybe I'm a pick me, whatever. But she was afraid of what everyone was going to say. And I was like, this is the realest Sheena, at least, has gotten. Yeah. She's afraid of, like, what people say. Like, she's saying what we all think we're all feeling.
I just feel like I haven't been as close with her ever since I've been kept asking her if it's okay if I'm friends with her abusive ex.
Yeah.
It's weird. And ever she's since been I less distant.
Make her life shitty because I'm trying to like kind of get more into her like upward trajectory.
Her, you want to be in her universe. Yeah. You want to, yeah.
Oh, God. And he says, Katie, you seem lighter. But apparently she is. She's like, I am lighter. Yeah. I'm doing great. We still send each other memes. Like, yeah. I was like, you and Schwartz are sending each other memes. She says, I can't wait to meet your new girlfriend. She like girls? And I was like, that's pretty good.
That's pretty good. Yeah.
It's pretty fucking good. Kind of cute. We learned that James has a Vegas residency at the Fontainebleau.
I mean, he's might have said five sentences.
Yeah. He was, and, like, gone.
I mean, I think also he's somebody else who's like, I don't know. I feel like I got a lot out of this, and it's I'm better for it, and I haven't taken too many lumps for it.
Yeah. He had a pretty good season, albeit boring. Schwartz wants to remind everyone that he loves everyone, and James agrees. I love you all. And then instead of a regular toast, and we have no Peter, remember, too.
Oh, yeah.
Which I actually want to, I forgot to mention, I didn't write this down, how they ask about, before we see the clip, they ask about Dan and him filming on the show. And Ariana's like, well, he doesn't get paid. Which I'm like, damn, he doesn't get paid? Like, bravo, come the fuck on. But then Andy's, in response, is like, well, Brock didn't get paid for the first couple seasons. I was like, Brock didn't get paid for the first couple seasons? This cheap-ass motherfucking show.
I know.
And she's like, well, sorry, he doesn't want to be on the show, so... whatever. Anyway, I forgot to mention that. I want to say that. But they all toast, not with shots, not with Peter, but with our friend Anne and Kyle fucking Chan. I was like, aren't you doing some jewelrying to do with the sandwiches from Something About Her?
Again, another Ariana / Katie based
thing. Yeah,
it's
a little last.
It's not like we're not cheersing Lala's sweatshirts.
No, we're not. We're not cheersing Wolf, like the new restaurant Wolf. We're not cheersing anything but these women's,
which we have to go. We still have to go to.
Yeah, we gotta go.
Hopefully, the lines of,
we should do a taste test or like a sandwich array of sandwiches. And though I'm always like, oh, Anne still has to work. She can't just eat a sandwich with them. And then Tom makes a joke. He comes out. He's like, "Nippy, clean this thing up." And I'm just like, "Sit down. Eat your ex girlfriend's sandwich." Jesus Christ. Oh, my God.
That's merch right there. Eat your ex-girlfriend's sandwich.
Yeah. Gross. So gross. Anyway, I really didn't like this. This episode was, like, really, like, tough. You know, it's, like, hard to watch in a lot of ways, but also, like, very satisfying. You know, it's like a, you know, you get through it, and you're like, I did it. Like a workout. You know, you're just like, I did it, and I'm better for it, I think, but I'm tired, you know?
But the post... show almost credits are really, you know, mm-hmm. like Lala and Sheena, like getting their clothes or you know, packing up, still like on that trail of like, oh, this is, I can't, I've been never been more wronged in my entire life.
Oh my God, shut the
and
fuck
then they
up.
Both kind of waltz out together.
I know it's, of course, as they should, they only have each other.
Do you think it was like a thing where it's like, we should be waltzing into our back door other pilot for our own show? I mean, that seems like what it would look like, right?
Yeah, but no one's going to give these women their show. No one's going to give these women any show. I'm sorry, they're part of a cast. Everyone works pretty well for the most part in this cast, but we need to make some adjustments, of course. But it's like the same way I don't really want to see Ariana and Katie in a show together.
No, yeah,
you know,
that's
like
not
we don't
that...
want. We want to see the mix, the strange alchemy of Vanderpump characters, plus some. New people or some
you
got
to bring in, you have to bring in some of these relationships or something like that. Mm-hmm. You can't get any more, you can't squeeze any more out of these people as is.
But it's not over. It's not over. Are you kidding me? They're setting this shit up for good, like these dynamics, like let's start fucking tapping into these dynamics now. Let's start forcing these people together. Let's get Joe and Raquel back in here.
Are you hearing us?
I'm begging of you. Edward Baskin. What's his name?
Alex Baskin.
Alex Baskin. Baskin Robbins' nephew, heir to the Baskin Robbins.
Is he?
Yeah. His production company is called 32 Flavors.
Oh, yeah.
It's a little bit of fuck you to your relative.
But he's not a Nepo baby, so that's good.
Oh, no.
He doesn't have any power or money.
Baby.
Yeah. So, I mean, where do we go? Like, go. I mean, there's always going to be news mm-hmm. in between now, because just as, you know, we want to keep talking about mm-hmm. stuff in our really unique point of view.
Very unique.
I mean, you can't get it anywhere
distinct,
else.
Distinct. Profound.
I feel like the IP of the show is still trying to have things happen. Yeah. Because, like, the bridge between this season and whatever the next season is, you know, they need to have something. Because it's easy. It could be easy to forget about this.
Yeah.
It really, really could.
I think it's a really good move, though, that they're pausing production. Because I think now that Raquel has said no to this season and, like, is probably out of money. Like, I think we need some situations to change and evolve and mellow out so we can start mixing everything up again. You know, I think a lot of these relationships are really calcified. Like, Katie and Ariana, obviously. Sheena and Lala. But they need to, like, mellow out a little bit. We need to, like, see a little bit of things loosening up in order to tangle them up again.
So, I mean, we'll be back hopefully with the taste test of sandwiches. So that's exciting, right?
That'd be fun.
That would be fun.
I'm hungry just thinking about it.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.